home at night and, tell their families, hey, look, I built that, and people care about it and they use it every day, well, that's going to be a big difference and a motivating factor for them. And one of the things about open source is that you really have the opportunity as a developer to put the code out there and make sure it's used. It doesn't get locked up someplace. It doesn't get hidden. It can really be used. The people who can find it useful can reach it, and you can get that broad community. And I think that's one of the reasons you see so many people driven to write open source in their spare time. They just want to feel they're contributing and being useful. They get that feedback from open source. I think Linus has this great story he tells where he says, look, of the kernel, I've written maybe 5%. When Linus says, he says, look, I've written maybe 5%. The other 95% came from other people, and I get all the credit. That's a great great scenario. Who wouldn't want to do that? And I think open source in many ways is like that. Now, that's a little bit facetious because Linus gives a lot of credit, and there are a lot of people who get and deserve the credit. But it very much is the sense that if you put something out there and it's good, you're going to attract other good people to work on it, and people want to work with good people. That's what happens. So it very much does turn into that kind of community. Also, I do think there is, most of the open source developers I know are not, they don't do this entirely from a selfless way, right? The idea is that, yes, I do it because I enjoy it. I get the satisfaction of the name recognition that comes from it. I get the satisfaction of people using what I wrote. So I get a lot back. I get the contributions of many other people. I get people helping me debug and test. I get people writing sections, interfaces, add-ons, plugins, whatever it is that I never would have thought of. And frankly, many people are able to turn that into a good lucrative job. Often there are a lot of open source developers today that get paid to work on those open source projects. So yes, they get a lot back when they give away the code. Well, if you're looking to hire someone and that person's in the job of writing code, designing software, what better way to figure out their talents and understand their skills than to be able to look at things that they've written? If you're looking for a person that knows some particular technology, what better way to find the best person than go